The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
A dominating performance from the Barracuda. They win it in runaway fashion, a final score of 7-0. Igor Chernyshov scores the final three goals, a natural hat trick, his first pro hat trick. He now is leading the team with 6 goals on the year, and those 6 goals have come in the last 4 games. The Barracuda also getting a pair from Patrick Giles, Zach Ostapchuk, and Lucas Carlson also scoring in the victory. And Jakub Skarik picks up his first shutout with the Barracuda, his 5th of his AHL career, and the day after his 26th birthday. Final shots tonight for the Barracuda as they outshoot the Canucks by a count of 27-23, and they outshoot the Canucks in the third period. It looks like the shot counter is not correct. The Barracuda actually had, 37 shots. It's reading 27-23 in favor of Abbotsford. So they're having some issues with the box score. Nonetheless, the Barracuda do outshoot the Canucks, and they finish the game with a late power play goal from Chernyshov. So they now have power play goals in 6 consecutive games, and the Barracuda win this one big on the road against the Canucks by a score of 7-0. They have now won 3 in a row and have points in 5 straight. Both are season longs. Well, let's recap this one. We've got a lot to get to. After a tough start, I would say, in the sense that the Canucks, they've dropped 10 in a row. They wanted to come out of the gates guns a-blazing, and they certainly did that. They put pressure on early, and they had the first initial chances. They drew a penalty, they hit a post, but the game remained scoreless, and the Barracuda would get on the board in that first period and open things up. A goal off the stick of Patrick Giles, his first since opening night, and for Giles, his 2nd of the season, would give the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. The time of the goal for the veteran forward comes in the first at 8:48 from Pavel Regenda and Jimmy Huntington. Right up in St. Paul with 7:35 left in the third period, and that one, of course, that was the site of the Sharks' brilliant overtime comeback on their last road trip that took them to the East Coast. Celebrini had the overtime winner. Here's a backhander, and they score! Patrick Giles in tight, puts one home past Ty Young, and the Barracuda open up the scoring on their third shot of the first period. That actually would turn out to be the game winner, but the Barracuda were far from done offensively. They would make it 2-0 at 16:09 as Zach Ostapchuk, in his first game back after a recall, missed the last two, would pot his 3rd of the year to give the Barracuda a 2-0 lead in the first time of the goal at 16:09 from Regenda and Kenyoni. Just off that right post, a sprawled out Jakub Skarik. Barracuda are over the line. Regenda dances it on the backhand, save and rebound. They score! Zach Ostapchuk cleans up the loose puck. It's a 2-0 lead for the Barracuda. The time of the goal at the 16:09 mark. So the Cuda, they would be outshot in the first 12-11, but they would carry a 2-0 lead into the intermission here in Abbotsford. In the second, they would really blow the hinges off the door frame. They would score 3 times, including a goal at 3:24. A little bit of a fortuitous bounce. A shot from Bisted goes off the pad of goaltender Ty Young, grazes off the shin pad of Lucas Carlson, who's charging the blue paint. Then it caroms off of a Canuck, and in it goes. And the Barracuda had a 3-0 lead on Carlson's 2nd of the year. And the Barracuda would take that lead at 3:24. Bisted and Musty pick up the assists. Side for Musty, reels the puck in, flicks it along for Bisted, entering the zone, shoots. That's blocked. It goes off of a Canuck, and they score! It pinballs off at Abbotsford Canuck and past goaltender Ty Young, and the Barracuda have a 3-0 lead. I believe it's going to be Lucas Carlson's goal. It was Carlson's goal, his 2nd of the season for the veteran defender, and it snaps a goalless drought of 7 games, and the Barracuda were up 3-0 early in the second period. They were not done. Vinny Iorio in his Barracuda debut would spot Patrick Giles middle ice, and Giles would bust in on net on a breakaway and beat Ty Young for a second of the game in the second period to give the Barracuda a 4-0 lead. So a neutral zone faceoff draw here now. 6:11 left in the second period. 3-0 lead for the Barracuda. We welcome our listening audience on the Sharks app as here comes Giles busting in. He shoots and scores! Patrick Giles has his second of the game, and the Barracuda lead it 4-0 here in the second period. Giles made it 4-0 before Igor Chernyshov started his big night at 16:20 of the second period. Chernyshov would make it 5-0 as he get a drop pass from Quinn Mustien, go upstairs carrying the puck in on net from the left wing for his fourth of the season, and the Barracuda would continue to add to their lead, taking a 5-0 advantage. Waters stuffs it off the glass and gets it back to the neutral zone. Klimovich is going to scoop up the puck. Well defended, though, by Chernyshov. He's had a strong game from a defensive standpoint. Now the Barracuda on the rush. Chernyshov near side, working it. He scores! Igor Chernyshov goes upstairs, and the Barracuda lead it 5-0 with 3:40 left here in the second period. Barracuda would carry that lead into the intermission of 5-0. In the third, Abbotsford would finally make a goalie change. Coming into the game was Jonathan Lemieux replacing Ty Young. Young allowing 5 goals in 2 periods of action. It didn't get any better for the Canucks. In the third, the Barracuda would add to their lead. It was Guinea Igor Chernyshov, his 5th of the season, second consecutive goal, 6-0 Barracuda. Time of the goal at 8:30 of the third. Loose change himself over the line, gives Bystead left side Musty. One-timer, Chernyshov scores! Igor Chernyshov has his second consecutive goal, and the Barracuda have a 6-0 lead here in this third period. Igor Chernyshov is second of the game at 8:30 of the third period, so the Barracuda up 6-0 at that point. Ben Berard would then take a hooking penalty at 14:58, and the Barracuda on their second power play of the game. They had scored the first 6 at full strength. This time, though, they would cash in on the advantage, and Igor Chernyshov will complete the Natty Hattie third consecutive goal. First hat trick at the pro ranks. Time of the goal at 16:34 would make it 7-0 Barracuda. Cagnoni on a clearing attempt. Right side, Chernyshov holds, shoots, he scores! Igor Chernyshov with his first professional hat trick, and the Barracuda lead it 7-0. Barracuda win it in runaway fashion. Final score of 7-0. Jakub Skarik, his first shutout with a Cuda, 27 stops. As the Barracuda win this one 7-0, they have now won a season-high 3 straight. They have points now in their last 5 consecutive games. And this road trip has turned out to be quite fruitful. San Jose has points in every single game. They will wrap up the 5-game roadie tomorrow in this building in the second game of back-to-back against the Abbotsford Canucks, who, if they weren't desperate tonight, having dropped 10 in a row, you've got to imagine, at the very least tomorrow, they're going to look for a pound of flesh and try to do everything in their power to get it into the win column. They've dropped now 11 straight. They are 2-8-0-2 on the year, are the Canucks, after tonight's loss. So the struggles continue for Abbotsford. Excuse me, they are 2-9-0-2 after tonight's loss. Meanwhile, the Barracuda are now 6-5-1 on the season. They are up to 13 points, which moves them ahead of both Tucson, who was idle tonight, and Bakersfield, who fell big against Coachella Valley. So the Barracuda back into that top 7 in the AHL's Pacific Division. Barracuda will look to continue the good times tomorrow. We are on the air beginning at 6:30 with Cuda Countdown. Of course, you can watch the game on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. The Sharks are off, so we are on the main channel as well. You can listen live on the Sharks Audio Network at sjbarracuda.com/listen, at sjsharks.com/listen, and of course through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. Barracuda win this one big, a final score of 7-0 on the road, as they take down the Abbotsford Canucks in the first meeting on the eight-game season series. Let's go over our three stars. The number one three-star for the Barracuda, Patrick Giles, third career multi-goal game, finishes with the two goals, a plus-two rating, and two shots on net for Giles. The number two star, Jakub Skarik, his first shutout with the Barracuda, fifth of his AHL career. He has now won back-to-back games for the first time this year. He is 4-2 on the season. He is the number two star. Igor Chernyshov, the number one star, picks up the hat trick, his first at the pro level. He continues to produce here on this road trip. You knew it was only a matter of time. He was doing a lot of good things before he finally broke through last Tuesday in Ontario, and he has now exploded for six goals on this road trip. He picks up the hat trick, and the Barracuda win this one big by a final score of 7-0. Losing goaltender Ty Young worked 40 minutes, allowed five goals on 23 shots, did Young. And the Barracuda take down Young, who is now 0-5 on the season, still searching for his first win. It'll be interesting who gets the start tomorrow for the Canucks. They may end up getting Yuri Patera back from Vancouver after the goalie position up at the big club is starting to get a little healthier. So we'll see what happens. Would not be surprised if that's the case, just an hour drive. So they will make transactions, the Canucks, on the day of a game. So that would not be a surprise if that does happen tomorrow. The Barracuda will see who they go with. Likely it's going to be Carrier. He's coming off a really solid performance on Saturday in a back-to-back situation. Barracuda win this one against 7-0. They've won three in a row, points in five straight. And they are now 1-0 against the Canucks on the season series. Abbotsford has dropped their last 11 in a row. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 23 minutes, 3,651 sod at the Abbotsford Center. That does it for our broadcast here in Abbotsford. The Barracuda have won three in a row, 7-0 victory here tonight. We'd like to thank everybody tuned in, whether you listened or you watched. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow. We're back on the air with Cuda Countdown starting at 6:30. And a reminder, we're on the Sharks Audio Network tomorrow with the Sharks off. Sharks winners tonight in Minnesota, 2-1 in overtime. Back on the ice on Thursday in Calgary. We're on the audio network tomorrow with pregame coverage starting at 6:30. You can listen live on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. Listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen, sjsharks.com/listen, or you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. That does it for our broadcast. One more time, Barracuda 7, Canucks nothing. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Abbotsford Center in Abbotsford, B.C.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.